The Philippines has extended a reduction on pork import tariffs through the end of 2024. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has the details.
The reduced pork tariffs for inbound cargo from the U.S. has been in place since mid-2021. These were originally implemented to stabilize the pork supplies as the Philippines was recovering from African swine fever. And these rate cuts were due to expire at the end of this month, but have now been extended. And just for some reference, the in-quota duty rate normally is at 30%, and with the reduced rates, they'll be 15%. And the out-of-duty quota rate, normally 40%, will be reduced to 25%. So while this is good news, still, even at these lower rates, it's still a relatively high duty.
Affordability of pork for Philippine consumers benefits both importers and domestic producers.
I think the key here is to make pork protein raw material more available to the average consumer, you know, in sense of improving food security and bolstering the consumption. And that's the ultimate goal in many of these markets, is to create a situation where per capita consumption increases over time, which then benefits not only imports, but the domestic pork industry as well in the Philippines. South Korea and Colombia are good examples of countries that start out with very high duties for inbound pork. Now, you know, they're much lower or duty-free, and we're seeing a situation there where industry is expanding. Per capita consumption has grown over time, and that has benefited domestic pork in both South Korea and Colombia. At the same time, imports have been booming. So that's the ideal situation. If you can grow the pie in whole, it benefits to all parties.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.